Here I reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Kim. Are you in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, Kim. This is Alejandro here with Mercury Plus. I have a Joseph Rojas who is needing to file a claim for roadside assistance for his wife and one of the vehicles on the policy.
Okay, no problem.
I have the policy number of 0401.
I need the first name.
Oh, Joseph Rojas.
Joseph. Okay, can you spell that last name for me?
Yeah, Rojas.
And a good callback number for the customer?
Good callback number, 916-349-6077.
Okay, and that number again is 916-349-6077.
Correct.
And I assume they're in a safe location?
Yes.
Okay, do you know if they want to receive mobile test updates?
I do not know. I can bring them on the line to verify that.
Okay. No problem. Can you give me the policy number?
0401-0215-0283-838.
The last six digits of the VIN.
The last six digits of the VIN is 215-423.
Okay, address of 2630 Clay Coe Street, Sacramento, California.
Yes.
426 Mercedes E350.
Mhm.
Do you know the color of the vehicle?
I do not.
Okay, you can go ahead and either bring them on or transfer them over.
Okay, I'll bring them on. Mm-hmm. How you doing?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Can you hear
me? How you doing,
Jack? I'm great.
Yeah, Gary, can you hear me?
Asking. Yes, I can hear you.
All right. Yeah, I just needed to get tow assistance with the my wife is driving and she got a flat while she was driving.
Okay, so the Mercury agent gave me most of your information, but I just need to confirm a couple things. Do you want to receive mobile test updates about the status of your service today?
Yes.
Okay, message and data rates may apply. And do you, she's in the 2016 Mercedes, from my understanding?
Yes.
Can you tell me the color of that vehicle?
It's white.
White?
Mm-hmm.
And you said she has a flat tire. Do you know which tire is flat?
It's the rear passenger.
The passenger tire. Okay. Does she need a tire change, a tow?
Well, if there, I know that she does I've never looked at the spare, but if the spare is probably in the trunk, she doesn't have, there's nothing in the car, I think, to tow it or do it, like tools or anything, so she wouldn't be able to do it. But if we could do it, that'd be amazing. If we can get that the spare on there, that'd be great.
Okay, so I set you up for a tire change, and there is a good spare in the vehicle. Correct?
Oh, you're asking if there's a spare in,
yes,
the, in the car, definitely? Let,
yes,
let me ask you real quick. Phone!
And
are
you there? Can you ask her if the vehicle has locking hubcaps or wheels? If so, does she have the key? And is there a special tool required to take the spare out?
Oh, geez. asking the wrong person this question. Okay. Let's see. Is the spare in the truck? Let's see. There, what, Elijah? Mom got a flat tire. The tires that came with the car on there, they're aftermarket Mercedes rims on the car. I don't think there's a lock on it. I could be wrong. Let me see. Yeah, I don't think there's a lock because it. Let me double check though. Let me see here. If there's not a spare, it could just be towed though, right? To a tire shop, right?
Mm-hmm. You would just have to call back and set up a tow. All right, so do you want to just, I can hold and you can call her and ask her if there's a spare and if it's in good condition. If not,
no,
you might want to
call. I'm texting her right now. No, I'm texting her right now. But what I'm saying is for a tow, like if it's towed to a tire shop, regardless, it could be, that could be done anyways, right?
Yes, correct.
All right, so I'm asking her. Let's just set up the tow to the tire shop.
So we're going to set up a tow?
Yeah, for the tire shop.
Okay. So does the vehicle shift into neutral?
Oh, quick question though. Does she have to be with the car when it's getting towed?
No, but sometimes it's best to leave the key because some providers don't tow without the key.
No, that's perfectly fine. I'll tell her she can leave the key if that's going to happen, you know, because I don't know how long it'll take, and it's really hot today, so I want to make sure she gets out of there quickly. So I could have her leave the key with the car, like maybe on top of the tire or something.
Okay.
I pinned her where she's at right now because she's like in a parking lot somewhere, and I have it gave me an address like where it's at. Like it says 1336 through 1352 Ethan Way in Arden Arcade over there by Arden. So I don't know if you need that info yet.
Okay. So we're gonna tow. Can you tell me the vehicle shifts out of park? Does it go into neutral?
Yeah. You push the when you have the key and you turn the car on or whatever, you just hit the center thing and it'll put it in neutral.
Is it a four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive?
I don't know if it. I know it's rear wheel. I don't know if it's all wheel. I'm not 100%. I know it's rear wheel power. I know that. Like I don't know if all four spin. It might be just the rear.
Does the back of the car says 4MATIC?
No, it does not.
Okay.
It's an E350.
Yeah, I don't know what the E350s usually say.
So I'm looking it up on Google. I'm looking on Google right now. Hold on. Thank you. 2016 Mercedes-Benz E350. It is a rear-wheel drive car.
Okay. Is this service the result of an accident?
No, she just got a flat tire when she was driving.
And where would she leave the keys?
Where do you think I should leave them? Where would be the best place, do you think?
I don't know. Some people leave it in the gas tank. Some people leave it on top of the tire. It just depends.
Okay, I'll have her leave it on top of the front driver's side tire.
Front on the driver's side tire. Okay. And I assume she won't need a ride with the provider, correct?
What?
She will not need a ride with the provider.
No, she's going to get an Uber out of there because it's going to be a really hot day. I don't want her sitting out there.
Okay. And you acknowledge and agree that the vehicle is being left unattended and you waive all liability?
Yeah.
Okay. And the address of where she's located?
It says that she's on 1336 Ethan Way. Like, it says 1336. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Ethan, E-T-H-A-N Way.
How do you spell
it? It says Arcade.
E-A.
No, E, T is in Tom, H is Harry, A is in Alan, N is in Nancy.
Either way. Okay, in Sacramento?
Yeah, it says Arcade, California, but I know that's over there by Arden. So, yeah, it just says Arcade, California, which I'm assuming it's right there by Hurley.
Can you spell Arcade for me? I'm assuming it's not like the gaming.
It is.
Okay.
Just like
it,
the Arcade.
It is not pulling up anything for me. When I put in 1336.
I'm just showing you what it pulls up on my Find My Location map. I mean, I know it's Sacramento here in Sacramento. So just put Sacramento, California. It's going to see the same thing.
It didn't pull that up either. Does it say what else she's near?
Well, it says, let me see here.
Okay, wait, let's see what pulled up. Okay, I think I pulled something up. When I changed the spelling a little, it pulled up. It just says Ethaway, California. But it still doesn't give me anything for one.
She is right by, hold on one second.
I see Los Cutos Berea.
Okay, here, hold on one second. It says 1950 Arden Way, but let me make sure my wife hasn't moved. Maybe she's moved. Hold on one second. I want to make sure she didn't leave. Hold on.
No problem.
Yeah, she did move. Hold on, I'm going to make sure. Yeah, so start pulling the cops out. Let the little ones out. Oh, okay.
Who looks at the wonderful?
Okay, so when you now it says Ethan Lay. It's right there by you know where Hurley is, right? The street Hurley, that's the main cross street.
Let's see.
It says Hurley Way, H-U-R-L-E-Y, Hurley Way, and...
Do you see a store or anything she's by?
Oh, I'm not with her. I don't know. I have to ask her that. Let me...
Like, no. Like, on your phone, does it say what else she's near? Or can you ask her what store, restaurant, or...
Okay, hold on one second.
Mm-hmm.
It says 1300 Ethan Way. That's what she just texted me right now. 1300 Ethan Way. It should be just Sacramento, California. Let's see if that pulls up.
Ethan. Okay. Ethan Way.
1300 Ethan. E-A-N-W-A-Y. Yeah.
In Sacramento. Okay, I put up 1300 Ethan Way, Sacramento. It's by like an Outback, Panda Express, Denny's.
Oh, okay. And she said she put it on the passenger front tire. Did I tell you driver's side? Because it's on the passenger front tire. I'm sorry, she just told
okay,
me that right
I'll
now.
Put,
she got it. Yeah, she
I'll
got it in her Lyft car.
It.
That's why. Thank you so much. I'm so sorry. Yeah, I apologize.
No, it's okay. So I have 1300 Ethan Way, and it goes to like People Ready UCP Family Rest Pit.
Oh, okay.
Is that correct?
Yeah, it looked like a business area she was in.
It is. So I have 1300 Ethan Way, Sacramento, California. Where is the vehicle getting towed to now?
That, let's see here. I am going to my nearest tire shop by me. Hold on. Let's see. Nearest tire shop near me. Mm-hmm. Let's see. See, I'm probably going to take it to Northgate Boulevard, which is going to be, we could take it to Pep Boys. Pep Boys is right on Northgate Boulevard.
Would they have your tire? 30,
what?
Do they have
what
your tire size? Do they have your tire size available?
I'm not sure. I mean, if they didn't, it wouldn't matter because it's right by my house. I could always, I have my other vehicle. I could always go there and do what I need to do if they don't have it. But that would, I don't see how they wouldn't. Pep Boys is a pretty big place, and it's just a regular low-profile tire, so they should have it.
Okay. Do you want to call to double-check while I'm on the line, or do you want me to proceed?
Oh, can I do that? Oh, but I don't,
yeah.
Well, no, actually, I just thought about it right now.
I'm not with the car, so I don't know exactly the tire size that
I have
right now. Oh,
you are right. Okay. So let's just put Pep Boys. What's the address to Pep Boys then?
It's okay. It's right by my house. Nothing would be bad if it happened. So I'm going to call them and let them know that it's on the way, though. So I'll let them know that
okay. It'll
be there in a little while.
Okay.
I'm on the phone. Mom got a...
What's the address
to
Pep Boys?
No, I got a...
Oh, the address, the Pet Boys, is 3534 Northgate Boulevard, 95834 in Sacramento.
Boulevard.
No, she just got right there. I just got to call. I got to call a tow truck to go pick up the car.
Sacramento. California. Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Yeah, 95834.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Pet Boys.
Getting told, to Pep Boy Tire Shop. Okay, so the vehicle is getting towed to Pet Boys Tire Shop, and shop aware of arrival.
Yeah, I'm gonna call them right now and let them know it's on its way. So they'll, you know, I'll tell them right now.
You know what time it closed?
Pet Boys closes today at. excuse me. They close at 7 p.m.
They close at 7 in California. Shop closes.
Yeah, Sunday, 7 p.m. Friday, 7 p.m., yeah.
7 p.m. Okay. I said vehicle's getting towed to Pet Boys Tire Shop. Shop is aware of arrival. Shop closes at 7 p.m. Do you know if they have after-hours drops, just in case?
I do not know.
Okay.
But if that ever happened, worst case scenario, like I said, it's right by my house. I could always go there and do what I need to do to get the car, you know what I mean, to change the spare or whatever if I have to.
Yes.
This is the worst thing in the world to have your wife get a flat tire.
You know, I have run flats on my car. I have run flats.
No, I know.
I'm going to keep going. Look.
See, my wife is the type that she does not touch anything and do anything. So I'm like, all right, whatever. So I'm like, the word, why couldn't it have happened to me? It happened to her.
You know, I'm like your wife. I don't touch nothing on my car. To me, when I push the button, if it doesn't start, I'm going to have a mental breakdown. Because I take my car to the shop that I purchased. But see, I take my car to a shop that I purchased it from originally. And they have, like, my maintenance history. And when I drop my car off, whatever needs to be done, I pay with no questions asked. Because if I press my button and it doesn't start, we're going to have some issues. You know, because you told me to do A,
no,
B, C, D. So,
yeah, believe
yeah
me,
that's
I
what.
That.
And I have a Mercedes. And the maintenance on those Mercedes is crazy. To replace parts is like crazy. So I take it to that dealership. And like I said, I have run flats on my car. So if something happened, I can keep going because I live in Montgomery, Alabama. But my car was purchased in Birmingham. Yes. So that's like an hour and a half away. And I end up getting a flat tire. I drove way to Birmingham on my run flat. Montgomery didn't even have the Mercedes, didn't have my car here. And not my car, but the tire. They had to order it. And I was like, what? Are you serious? So either way it went, I had to go to Birmingham. So yeah, I have run flats. I'm a kid. I have this fear. I know you've seen like Wrong Turn, scary movie. That's me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have it. I need to keep going.
Yeah, well, I know what made it worse is that, you know, here in Sacramento today, it's going to be 106 degrees. It's really hot. She's with my granddaughter, my six-year-old granddaughter, and she was stranded out there. And that's why I was like, I was getting the business, man. I was like, oh, man, like, I don't know how it ended up being my fault, but it was my fault. And I was like, okay. So I had to get this thing care of. So I'm glad you're getting, you know, using a lift on the way home, and now I got to get this taken care of now. So, yeah, as long as I know the tow truck's there, I'm going to call Pet Boys, and, you know, I'll tell them they're on their way at some point today or whatever. I don't know. What's the time frame usually that it takes usually?
Just to verify everything, I have 1300 Ethan Way, and it's going to 3534 Northgate Boulevard. A good callback number is 916 347-349-6077?
Yes, ma'am. That's my cell phone, yes.
Okay. As soon as I get off the phone with you, I have to call a couple providers to see who's in the area. I know school is probably out in California, but I know traffic is horrendous up there. And so when you count in, no, y'all are doing, it's lunchtime now, right? It's about 12 or 11
thankfully, from where she's at to where I'm at, he doesn't have to get on the freeway or anything, so it should be an easy ride.
Okay, then.
Yeah, it's like 7 miles away.
Okay, that's not that bad. So I'm going to try to locate a provider. As soon as I locate a provider, you will get the text message. And then you can call the provider from that point. If you don't receive the text message for whatever reason and a suitable amount of time, just call us back. We are here 24/7.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. All right, cool. Well, I'm hoping this will go by swiftly, man.
Me as well. My name is Kimberly. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, Kimberly, thank you for all your help. I appreciate it.
It's been my pleasure, and you have a good one, sir.
You too. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.